Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Ah, man. Sawyer has been ghosted. We see this daily almost.
Mm-hmm.
People that reach out to us because they've been in situations where they went out with someone, had a great time, and then they have not heard from them. It is a phenomenon, y'all, and we're here to put an end to it. At least try to get people answers like we're going to do right now. Alex, Audrey, say hello to Sawyer.
Hey.
Or don't. It's entirely up to you, I guess.
Hey.
Oh, there we go. All right. Sawyer, tell us about Addie.
Before Sawyer's all, I got ghosted by them, too.
You're right, exactly. Let's hear the story about how you and Addie first met. Side of this situation.
So, I'm an introvert and a kind of a loner, and I've been single, like, basically my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. I'm going to make this happen. So, that's why I did it.
How did you meet her?
The Tinder, I did like the more traditional methods. Like I went on Tinder. I actually started talking to a bunch of people. I read their profiles. I found people who had similar interests.
Tinder, yeah. I think, is it. I don't know. Do people use Tinder, Audrey? Like what is that? Because I know what I feel like it's used for.
Right.
I don't think he understands what it's used for.
When he said more traditional, I was like, damn, dude. Okay.
Well, I think what he means is like one of the more old school ones. You know what I mean? Well, Sawyer, let's see if we can help you out, okay? We're going to call Addie, see if she'll answer the phone, A, first of all, and secondly, tell us what went wrong on your date, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Hello.
Hi, is this Addie?
Yeah.
Hey there. This is a really random call. Please don't hang up. I'll tell you everything that's going on, okay? My name is Brad Booker and Alex Franco, Audrey Allen. We're all here. We do a morning radio show on Mix 94.7. And we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone where we help out people that have been ghosted. And on the phone with us, too, is Sawyer, who said that he kind of went out of his comfort zone to go on a dating app where he met you and really liked you. And he said that you guys met up for coffee and he feels like he's been ghosted now and doesn't understand why.
Even
so,
though you have similar likes?
Yeah, a lot of similar likes, a little similar interests. So we were hoping that you'd just spend a couple of minutes talking to us and will you be willing to share your side of the story with us?
Okay. So, Sawyer, I just couldn't do it anymore. Like, I really tried to give him a chance, but every time we talked, it was like, anime this, anime that, all this.
Wait, what did you say?
Anime.
Oh, anime. Okay. So he's into anime. Got it?
Yeah. Which, I'm a self-proclaimed nerd and everything. I thought we can vibe with it, but it was just too much.
Did you know that he was into anime?
Yeah, I knew that he was into anime, but there's a difference of having a hobby and literally a obsessing over it to the point where it's the only thing you talk about.
Oh, okay.
You know, went for coffee and within 10 minutes, I knew it was going to be a problem. And he was explaining, like, this whole entire plot of this huge show that I never even heard of. And it was like, okay, cool, but what about you? Like, what are your other interests? And, like, asking about, like, work, his family, his weekend plans, anything to get him to talk about something else. But he always circled back to these, like, anime characters, their powers, their relationships.
I feel bad for him. He said he got out of his comfort zone, and this is his thing, and I bet this gets him in trouble. Not in trouble all the time, but I bet this is the where it's, he doesn't talk about it at first, and then it comes up later down the road, and then it's just like, and he did something different.
He hasn't been trained yet. You know what I mean?
What do you mean trained?
Oh, there's no, he went from 0 to 100.
Yeah, he just doesn't know how to date yet, and that's okay. He'll get there.
Well, he is on the phone.
I know. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to be encouraging. Yeah, this was just the first pancake.
So here's what we're thinking. We're thinking that whenever, because you admitted that you're very nervous, I feel like whenever you're nervous in situations, you default to things that you know and know well. And in this situation, obviously, you're a big anime fan, it sounds like, and that's okay. But too much of anything is...
No.
They say, what's the saying? Too much of anything is
a problem.
Is a bad thing.
I mean, you nailed it with the whole talking. I've been there, done that. I mean, where you just want to talk about something over and over and over because you don't want that silence and it like change the subject of something that you feel uncomfortable about.
Mm. Yeah. We're not attacking you, Sawyer. I just feel like, you know, it's important that you understand what she's saying. She's saying, like, you were a cool guy, but it was just like all 100% anime.
And the way I saw it is that we were having a conversation together about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're having a conversation, but not with her.
Right. He got so excited that she was showing interest of something that he really is interested in and loves that he just kept it going and didn't look at what was happening.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I feel embarrassed and bummed.
Well, don't feel embarrassed. At least now you know. And there's got to be a niche dating site for lovers of anime.
Well, Audrey just offered she could teach him how to date.
Whoa, I didn't offer that.
Easy.
I do feel bad because, listen, we were all like this when we started dating. None of us were professionals.
I was dripping with swag.
Were you really?
Oh, man, I had the riz from day one.
Nah, I was so nervous, Audrey. I was like, this guy, but the thing is, I would sweat, and I still do, but under my arms, it'd be soaked because I'd be so nervous.
It's low stakes at the end of the day because I see women in these groups in Austin talk about how they're scared if they just got out of breakup to get back into the dating pool and going on a first date, or women who haven't dated before, and they're like 26, like, listen, I've never had a boyfriend. I'm scared. I don't know how to start. Honestly, rip the band-aid and what do you have to lose?
We just lost.
Well, I just lost.
Yeah.
Oh, for one.
But I'll win the next one.